did need a laptop too. Still got three microphones off.
Sorry. Okay.
Yep, that's good. Actually, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down, so it's not right through your mouth. That's good. Okay, that's good. Okay. What?
I'll take notes.
Okay.
I think that's the first thing, I just sort of did a little sort of brief, version of what we have to do.
Very interesting start of the meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, for that, I was just copying them on straight out of the other document, so it's all, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Placing those on.
I'm not sure if we need the outline of the project type. I mean, what we're going to put into that.
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part.
Because
that's
basically what we're doing here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's just something that you've mentioned in the previous. Like, just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah,
which is not something that can.
This could be just some, just describe some screenshots as well.
Yeah, sure. Like, the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, can you even we can see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, yeah, I'm mentioning that. I had that in the very end screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page. So I don't know.
It's a screenshot there. Can you have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them?
Anyways, so yeah, it's just a very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in our little blurbs and
yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Right, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that before I'm with you guys. Otherwise,
yeah.
Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think the other should be
perfectionist.
Yes.
Just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to tell us you're going wrong anyways.
And I'm being like, maybe speak of English, but like, yeah,
I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then we'll send it to you. You can do the final revision.
Yeah, I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
So I know, you're always online. It always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep. Just leave your computer on, maybe.
You pretend. Always busy. So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you.
Yeah, do with you. You want to do the first thing in my mouth.
Sabotage it.
Yeah. I won't send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was it what?
Yeah.
You can't see it right there. Here's the other one.
Oh, there's a line.
Well, that's
oh,
where it's the sewer
oh,
job.
Oh, this is the one that, okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if you want to change the goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the quality of life.
That's what I thought as well. I mean,
are we
actually going to attempt that?
No.
I don't think so.
It's a good thing to have to say what we could have done if we had more time. It's good future work things and it's in conclusion.
Yeah.
It's final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah. Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
Yeah,
yeah.
And say, we decided the time
was too short. Or more important things to do about
something.
Yeah, something
like
that. Something like that.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
this. Or some more a bit later or somewhere.
That's a section.
We haven't
got a prototype GUI.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic statement.
You don't have any SPLP assignments, do you?
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March.
Speaking of characters, they're supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days
ago. For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer.
Should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speech characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
It's
not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
more
work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Yeah, that may disappear, but we might fill it down.
Yeah.
But we might not. You don't know. We might.
We might turn out. You don't know.
The topic segmentation with LCC and text tells basically done. Just goes to the code. Yeah, tune the search the parameter space mainly or something. See what happens.
We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from that one.
Well, I could probably just copy that strip of the other one as well. That's essentially the same as it was. More detail specifically.
Well, you could put,
should we add on? Do you think that our things going together should be?
What if we're skipping the audio one? And then it's not easy.
You just keep it together on the the paper.
Are you taking any more of
right now and just see what?
Are you taking any more of a look at it? I think this one's.
Not
that
this one is.
Okay. You could probably. You know, for a lot of times I've looked at that before too.
Yeah,
we could
it
just
might
make
be,
it up.
So,
like, I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can read that one as a joint one.
Yeah. Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found, finally, today, something that I can build it in, and it, I should have something for tomorrow. I should have, you know, at least, very least, kind of a GUI. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I want to get something. I want to see this. So I want to get it together. I have an image in my mind. I just want to see it.
Yeah.
On the thing, and then get my screenshot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I know we send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention of sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too. I mean, write down words and the ideas and say, oh, we can all do this thing.
Yeah.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case now how you can do the, like, from the extract words that you did, like, also in extract timestamps and...
Easy, yeah, just...
Is it?
Yeah, we just, when you pull up the segments...
Yeah.
Part of that, one of the attributes, we do get attributes, call a method
okay.
get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute input, I think the method's called get attribute,
okay.
and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the nom right element.
What on that?
The object is a nom right element.
So, is there? Have you made another end browser? Is there something that?
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs in it, or you know, pixels on the camera or something.
No.
Okay. All of their stuff up there. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make to end browser. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, have three different windows come up? Or three, like some.
Well, at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is there a second results pane, or is it zoom a bit larger?
I thought what we started discussing last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, the bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what we're going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up. Yeah, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road. Depending on.
You confuse me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of windows?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No. So it's just when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search down. There'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for
or tabs or
something. I don't know, not really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can see all of them at the same time.
But
it's
you wouldn't want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's, no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already see all the results.
Especially if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and the trend.
That's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
We could order them by meeting, for example.
Oh yeah, I guess that's the other thing, whether we want to have this reorder by
The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think, yeah, probably by meeting makes more sense. Essentially, they're in time order. So, that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Sometimes in a case like that, like I run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, not even in a list box. Where is it coming from?
If you do it straight from, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying it's straight from, not bottom level, saying it's if you found the segment, then cover it, print it,
right.
And read it or whatever.
It's just like from past experience, there's goofy little things that happen, and just let you say certain things, and just kind of. Trying to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript, I highlight the topic. At that point, that's where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or the response, whatever it is. There are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like that. So for tomorrow, or delegates.
At the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. I think that was he was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with
anything? Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it's just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
The whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I say,
okay.
if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
as
well.
Yeah.
It's probably not text pane.
No, I'm sure it's not pane.
Non-text
layer.
Most of them are called non.
Yeah, what's non anyway?
Knight object model?
Okay.
Knight object model, I think. That's what I mean. But the removing the dependencies, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML,
think we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a
blip. Is that text?
What was that though?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it in transcript.
It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML for
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
Select what we want, just take bits of the XML and take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll
just
put an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some of the print segments.
Yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That will mean that you can only do things on because you need things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're gonna do the XML, then fine.
We're not gonna do much more than just look at the text building with differences, because we're not gonna search it and we're not gonna listen to it. Since we're not doing the audio thing.
So
I guess just displaying it is
Right.
You don't really need to do much more with it.
Yeah, that's right.
But how would we display them? If we did take responses out and just create a text file, take the response out of the text file.
It would just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start
It's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to
finish
anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It doesn't look fine.
Yeah.
And then it just goes through and says that this word equals that and print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it on your one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
You probably could actually. It's probably less than that. You just think fatten the code out of it.
The good way of doing it, not together, is that you. If someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, we can write something like, we'll try and do an on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, I'll think about writing it to a file.
I was just thinking about one thing, it's probably been used like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style sheet. Style sheet. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java to process XML. Like, it just creates whatever file it's going to be. So if a couple of years something worked with anything like this, that might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process them before. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Java, even trying to read it in XML with Java wasn't complicated enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up doing that before.
Oh, really?
Devolved back to Knight stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So we can do it with Knight stuff. Java, trying to do it, it was just so complicated. It was ridiculous. I can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like we might do when we get all bizarre things and weird things.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Jean? But just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just have the object model and just kind of plug and play with everything. Just to actually use the system at a higher level rather than playing around with a little bit of code and like things. See what they're doing. So I'm going to try and contact them, see if there's any other points like gigabits. Just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer. Conceptual and, you know, coming up with like brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah. Maybe that's the higher people. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something.
Mm.
If you want to do it.
Mm.
I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything.
But the thing that I was saying there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's a file, text file, or XML, whatever it is. Yeah. Just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and sort of crap. If it's loading the file and processing.
Well, it has already done it.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded.
Yeah.
It's just a for loop, really. It's really fine.
Or it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included a future work in my own section, but I just said, what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some issues.
It's what we've done already, and then, you know,
you might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, though. That's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easy to have the topic in the same intersections.
Yeah.
So you talk about three characters and three times.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, yeah, things that we're still
maybe
working on. Things
goals
like,
or something. Yeah,
that's right.
Bullet points.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of it.
Sounds good. Anything else? Anything else to talk about? You all have sleep, aren't you? Don't tell. Maybe sleep.
Yeah.
So we're all still writing out. Somebody's sending them to you. You send it.
Or she'll just take. She can take it.
I don't know.
Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and give it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can nod. And correct back any things that I thought was wrong in the English.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
But I would like four lines.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Tomorrow. With.
Oh.
Cheating.
Oh,
good job you reminded me.
Okay, tomorrow.